Can we do this one more song and then let Etta play and sing for us? Willie Brown's Mississippi Blues. I love the song so much that 19 years after I first recorded it and I learned how to play it again, I recorded it again. Even better than the first time. Been a great audience so far. We only got one more song to make it through. If you don't turn on me, this one's going to be a success. There's a guy shooting a video. I wish he'd buy the video and not shoot one for nothing. I frown upon people taking videos of me taking, you know, it's like, I don't like that. Just can't be found. I said, I love you, baby, although I know you treat your daddy wrong. Ooh, I said, I love you, baby, although I know you had treat your daddy wrong. I'm so sick and I'm tired of drifting. Drifting through this evil, evil, cruel world alone. Down to the Delta. Mama, where I can have my fun.
Bookbinder, Polk City. We're going to get Ms. Etta Baker right on here. I'm glad you're here to watch her. She's a living legend. I'm sure nobody wants to be called a living legend, so I'll just say it once. This is the last time she'll be performing here this year, so I'm glad you're here to catch her. She told me that she started playing the guitar when she was 3 years old and that she would have gotten on the road quicker, but she had, among other children, two sets of twins, and she stayed home and took care of them until it was time to go on the road. Please make welcome, as only Florida can, Etta Baker.
First pieces I played when I was 3 years old is Railroad Bill. This one is Never Let Your Deal Go Down.
Thank you.
All right. This one is the Crow Jane Blues. If the blues overtake me, I'll rock on away from here. If the ocean was whiskey and I'd dive in death, I'd swim to the bottom and I'd never come up.
Thank you.
you. This is one of my favorites called the One Dime Blues. I'm going to have to change my tune, and I usually break a string, but I'm going to try not this time. This one's going down that road feeling bad, and every time I break a string, I either go up the road feeling bad or down. of John Henry.
Ms. Etta Baker. Thank you, Ms. Baker. It's great to have her here, huh?
Thank you.
It's great to have her here, huh? I want you to know that it's unusual for Ms. Baker to favor an audience with some slide when she plays live, so it's a very special treat. You know, the Florida Folk Festival comes to you every year from the Secretary of State's office, the Department of State, and so I want to introduce now the Chief of the Bureau of Florida Folk Life, Dr. Ormond Loomis.
Obviously, I wasn't ready. I'm still not, so if you will bear with us, I'm going to move the podium to the center of stage while we have some friends help us set up for the award ceremony. Excuse me just a minute. Well, we have so much wonderful talent here this afternoon that we are running a little bit late. We wanted, because Etta Baker is such a legend and just a wonderful talent, we wanted to give her every opportunity to play the tunes that she had lined up for you this afternoon. You can't hear me. Well, that's not always a bad thing. Can you hear me now? Is this better? Okay. I was saying that we have so much wonderful talent here at this stage this afternoon that we are running a little late. We wanted to let Etta Baker play the tunes that she had prepared for you. She is such a legendary talent, just an incomparable guitarist who has received the National Heritage Award. I heard her last night and regretted that I couldn't be here for her entire performance today. I know that you've had James Kelly and Roy Bookbinder and several other wonderful performers on. I think we're getting close to having the stage ready for the Folk Heritage Awards. And if I could ask those who are going to be on stage for the ceremony to just come on up and take your seats. Some people who will be joining us on stage have to go on very soon. That is to say, they have to leave the festival because of plane reservations and other minor scheduling details. So I'm going to deviate from the script a little bit and do my part of it as some of these folks are coming on to stage. We've got a wonderfully diverse group of heritage recipients this year. I can tell you that the recipients this year reflect the diversity of those who were nominated. The people who were nominated were every bit as diverse and every bit as good. It was difficult for the Folklife Council to make a decision. They deliberated an awfully long time. And by way of saying these things, I want to remind any of you who are interested in different traditions that aren't represented at the festival or you feel have been under-recognized throughout the state that the way the Heritage Award program works is that private citizens make a nomination, let the Folklife Council or the Bureau of Folklife know about the different individuals and communities around the state who perhaps should receive the award. And once those nominations come to the Folklife Council, they review them seriously and look at letters of recommendation, materials that are submitted as support, listen to tapes, see slides and other photographs, and try to come to a decision. Ultimately, the recommendation comes from the council to the Secretary of State. At any rate, I don't want to ramble here. Cindy, are we ready? Okay. Anyway, I want to once again thank you for joining us here. It's a privilege to be here for the Department of State to recognize five significant keepers of Florida tradition. It always seems especially appropriate that these awards, which recognize individuals who are dedicated to Florida folklife, should be recognized here at the state's official celebration of our folk culture and on the old marble stage where the Florida Folk Festival first began. Before we introduce the outstanding individuals who will receive the award, let me tell you a little about the award itself. It was established in response to a growing awareness of the importance of folk traditions. Its purpose is to honor Floridians whose lifelong devotion to and accomplishments in the folk arts affirm a cultural legacy that the citizens of Florida wish to acknowledge, celebrate, and conserve. In a sense, the Florida Folk Heritage Award is a celebration of the way each recipient has lived his or her life. Those who join me on stage today include Sherry Dupree of Gainesville, Patricia Wickman of Miami, Janella Sutton of Dufuniac Springs, Tom Fuchs from Ocala, Ronald Foreman from Gainesville, Chris Gianaros of Tarpon Springs. Each of them played an important role in bringing the accomplishments of this year's Heritage Award recipients to the attention of the Folklife Council. Also with us are State Representative Sandra Mortham from Largo, Jan Milner, President of the Florida Folklore Society. Did Dale Weber make it? He's President of the Friends of Florida Folk. I don't see Dale, but I do see Bill Mathis, manager of the Stephen Foster State Folk Culture Center, and I think some former members of the State Folk Heritage Award. All of these people are eager to share their congratulations with today's recipients. Now I'd like to ask Deanna Godwin, chairwoman of the Florida Folklife Council, to join me at the podium to say some words about the award and the Folklife Council, and most of all, to introduce the recipients of the award today and to tell you about them. Deanna?
Thank you, Ormond. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and we appreciate each and every one of you that are here with us today. It means a lot to us, the people that come to the Folklife Festival. Every one of y'all is important to us, and it's important to our recipients that you're here today also. As chairwoman of the Florida Folklife Council, I welcome you. The Florida Folklife Council is a citizens advisory group. It's sort of a motley crew of folks. We try to find people from all walks of life, from all ethnic backgrounds, from all parts of the state, and sometimes it's a bit hard. But we work with the Department of State to enhance public participation in the conservation of Florida's folk cultural resources, its heritage, its stories, its music, its dance. And this is very important to us, and we get in a lot of arguments about it. The members serve at the request of the Secretary of State, and we try to identify projects, we promote, and we guide programs of the Bureau of Florida Folklife. The council tries to stimulate private support for folk cultural activities, and we try to promote public appreciation of our folk heritage. Several of my fellow members are here today. They are Tina Bukavales. Please stand, Tina. And she's from Sat Down South in Miami. Louise Gopher of the Seminole Tribe. Ed Hoovler, he's our resident character from Gainesville. Kathy Monahan, one of our old-time members who resides in Tarpon Springs, has done a lot for the whole state, cannot be here today, and we regret and miss her very much. And also, last but not least, Randy Reed from Central Florida, around Orlando. The council's responsibilities include choosing the recipients of the Florida Folk Heritage Awards, and these are given to people whose work reveals the highest expression of Florida folk life. Folk life is a traditional culture that is shared within a family, within an ethnic group, could be the Greek American community, the Mexican American community, the Seminole tribe, sometimes within occupations, within religious groups, and also regional groups. Each year, the awards are given to outstanding folk artists and advocates of folk culture. Nominations for the award and letters of support for the nominees are submitted in the fall from people throughout the state. And if any of y'all know anybody that you would like to nominate, please call the office and feel free to do so because they are open nominations. Council members have a difficult time making a selection from the nominees because of the high quality of the nominees. We often review at least 20 or 30 nominations each year. The council ensures that the awards are reflections of the community and peer appreciation. We honor Floridians whose lifelong devotion to the folk arts affirms this rich cultural legacy that the citizens of Florida want to recognize, celebrate, and conserve. Now, as I announce the names of this year's Florida Folk Heritage recipients, I would like to ask that they come and accept their awards one by one. But first, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about them, because they're a very interesting group of people. Our first recipient is Mr. John K. Giannaros from Tarpon Springs, Florida. He is a Greek-American accordion player. For over 60 years, he's performed in Greek communities all over the country. He probably had a lot of women chasing him in his day. But he's made many popular recordings. He's actually very famous in the Greek-American community, and he has devoted his life not only to the music, but to the preservation of the Greek-American musical heritage. And Mr. John Giannaris, in grateful recognition of outstanding contributions to the folk life of Florida, through his work as an accordion player, and through his advocacy of the Greek-American music, we'd like to present this award to you.
First, I want to thank the people that they brought me here. I don't know them, but I'm so happy to be here, to receive that little thing here. It's not a little thing to you, but to me it's very big. Second thing, it's the people, they know me, and they put their words to send me here. Third, people, it's you, because you are here and you see me what I have and you are witness. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Giannaris. Our next award winner is Major Hollis. And Major Hollis has had a very interesting career. He's been a promoter of what we know as African American gospel music, also known as good news music. He's been instrumental in promoting the African American gospel tradition since the 1920s, and he's spent many decades documenting the vibrant gospel music of the South. He did it in a lot of ways. We were just talking with Sherry Dupree. She said that he would often make a pallet on the floor, make a little bed on the floor for the singers and feed them and take care of them so they could keep on singing. And we'd like to recognize him and in grateful recognition of these outstanding contributions to the folk life of Florida through the advocacy of African-American gospel music, Mr. Major Hollis, we'd like to present our award to you today.
Happy to be here today. I have traveled a lot, singing, looking after people that sing. I've slept about 30, 40 in my house, didn't charge them one penny at the time, for weeks at the time. And I've traveled a lot with singing. They wanted me to take up another, because they say, you need to preach. I say, I'm singing just like the Lord want me to do. And I travel a lot doing that work, and I enjoy it. And I thought I wasn't going to get here today. There's a fellow, he came, he wanted to stay with me while I'm down with this leg. But the Lord has given me strength. I depend on Jesus. As my doctor told me here the other day, he said, Mr. Hollis, we wasn't looking for you to make it. And I told him, I said, doctor said, let me tell you one thing. I'm going to be here until the man up yonder say, come on in. And that's what I'm going to do. And I asked the prayers of the one. And this lady that come to my house, I didn't know what she was up to. Taking pictures and walking around in my house and wanted to see this, that, and the other. But, I got a lot of people's pictures that I done taken care of and done helped and done gone this way and that way. But the Lord have taken care of me. And he told me to live on, Hollis. It's not your time yet. I thank you all.
Can I help you back in the future? Thank you, Major Hollis, and we're honored to have you here with us today. Our next recipient is someone that's so well known to us that have been interested in folk life that I don't even know where to begin talking about her. I've heard about her for many years. I had the honor of meeting her this morning. She was the first woman elected to the Seminole Tribal Council, and she was the first woman that was to become chairperson of the Florida Seminole Tribe. She was founder and editor of the Seminole Tradition, which is the Seminole Tribune, and that's been in business 25 years now. We just had an anniversary. Now, among the Seminole, the storyteller carries the old ways into the present, telling young and old alike of the lessons to be learned from the panther and the bear, from the wind and the birds. These stories are used to teach generation after generation the lessons that they need to survive. And this is perhaps Betty Mae Jumper's greatest accomplishment, is being a storyteller, carrying these stories, many of which were long in danger of being lost. In grateful recognition of the outstanding contributions to the folk life of Florida through her telling of traditional Seminole stories and folk culture advocacy, we'd like to present this award to Betty Mae Jumper today.
My pleasure to be here today. I've been coming to this folk festival since I became a chairman back in 1969. And I've been coming ever since and tell stories and be among the people here at White Spring. And I have brought a lot of Indians sometimes, and they come with me. Some of them don't, and sometimes they do. And we have enjoyed this place. It seems like it's the second place that I really enjoy coming in the folk festival. So today I want to thank each and every one of you. I didn't expect these things. Another reward was given to me from USET that we started, Southeastern Tribe. There were only four of us in the tribe, the Shermans, started it. But the other night when they was giving me award, there were 22 that had joined, and it's a big organization now, and it's spread out all through the Southeast Tribe. And so I am proud to say I'm a little bit of one of these Indians that help make these Indians to have more easy life than what they came to. And so I want to thank White Spring for everything they have done for me and let me come to this place and enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Betty Mae, and thank you for coming all the way out here. She had another engagement. She got on a plane and hightailed it down here to be here with us today, and we appreciate it. Our next recipient is Pappy Neil McCormick. And as we say in North Florida, he comes from my neck of the woods. I teach over there in Niceville, so I'm not too far from you. You probably be seeing more of me. And he says he's old, but I don't know. By the standards of his family, he's got at least 20 years left. I know he told me he had a relative that was 104, so I don't think we've seen the last of him yet. he has at least 20 more years to play, and he's played a long time. He played with the country western legends of all time, and he's a country western steel guitar player. He's an inventor. He invented got four necks on it. It's a revolving steel guitar that you can just turn it around when you need to, and he plays great still. He's developed his style over the years. He shared that with us here earlier today, and I was very impressed, and I look forward to hearing more from Pappy Neil McCormick. Today we want to recognize him gratefully for his outstanding contributions to the folk life of Florida Through his work as a steel guitarist and a band leader, Mr. Pappy Neil McCormick from Dofuniak Springs, Florida.
I'd like to say that I'm glad to be here, because I am getting kind of old, but you all want to know one thing, if you don't believe you get old, keep on living. It always happens that way. I stayed on the road 47 years. I had about 20 years with gospel music. This brother back here talking about gospel. I cut a lot of albums and cut with Songs of Faith, Minaret, and Plantation, and all that stuff. And of course, you get my first record I made down at the courthouse. That generally happens to all those fellas that runs around like this all the time. But I want you to know I appreciate everything you've all done and the way you've kept me out of a mania cotton patch. People that bought my records and listened to me and paid me to come in and dance when I was playing dances. And I want you to know I appreciate it, because I've dug that water grass many a day in them old river swamps up there where I lived at. My daddy thought we'd starve to death. He missed a day, and we had to keep going. So I want to thank all for everything you've done for me. Anytime you're up around the Dofuniak Springs, that's where I live at now. I stayed in Nashville 20-something years, worked out of there. And I've been with, as she said, all of them, yeah, about it. Gene Autry, Frog Millhouse, Tex Ritter, and all that bunch. And I made a living. That's about all I could ever do. But I appreciate what you all done for me, and I appreciate what these folks down here have done. Once you know anything I can do for you all to help you, I'll do it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Makes me so happy to be able to hand these out and see everybody smiling. I'm about to cry up here. Well, we've got one more. Now, he's the young fella here today. This young man among our award winners is Tom, better known as Tommy Walton. He practices the nearly lost art of street crying using rhyme and rhythm. His beautiful voice has been heard at the Festival of American Folklife in Washington, D.C., and on the ABC Nightly News. Now, for keeping this tradition of wonderful musical salesmanship alive, in grateful recognition of outstanding contributions to the folk life of Florida through his work as a traditional African-American street crier, Mr. Tommy Walton.
Dog, here I am again. I made it up here. God bless y'all. First, I'd like to thank my Lord, and I'd like to thank you all. It was a long time ago that I started out up here, and I didn't thought I was going to make it this far to get all of this here. But you are the causing of it. I'd like to thank Florida folk for all that they have did for me, and I had to retire. Not by choice, but by health reasons. I wanted to go on another 45 or 50 years. You know, when you got that old diabetes, you know, you got to kind of take care of yourself. But it's just so wonderful that I could make it this far. And I've had a great time doing what I was doing. I made so many people happy. And Cousin Thelma, God bless her, I wish she was here today to see me accept this here, because she was one of the people out here really inspired me to go on. And like I say, I thank each and every one of you, and pray for me. God bless you all.
I left a couple of folks out, so I know I'm going to hear from Mr. Reed, but I would like to introduce now, a little belatedly, but my dear friend and fellow council member, Vice Chairwoman Yvonne Tucker from Tallahassee. And also, last but not least, the park manager, Mr. Bill Mathis, who's, without him, we wouldn't all be here at all. And I'd like for him to stand and take a bow. In closing, I'd like to say to y'all, thank you for staying here with us, and also that these individuals reflect the values of our heritage. They preserve the beauty of traditional expression, and they infuse our everyday lives with creativity. They are revered for their efforts by neighbors and by friends alike, and they are an inspiration to us all. My sincere appreciation to each of you. I'm sure that everyone who joins me in congratulating you for your priceless contributions will give you a hand right now. Thank you very much.
Before we turn the program back over to Ernie Williams, let me remind you that there will be a reception sponsored by the Florida Folklore Society and the Friends of Florida Folk at the Park Auditorium in a few minutes. I hope you'll all join us there. Ernie?
Yes.
The stage is yours.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Congratulations to all the recipients. We're going to tear down the stage as it exists, and in about 15 minutes there will be music, and we'll start with Wind That Shakes the Barley. So have yourself something to drink, take care of whatever you need to, and come on back in 15 minutes. Know Ed, know that he is not weird or our character at all. He's a mild-mannered man who just affects this appearance and his style 24 hours a day. Basically, that's what's going on. And you say that you will tell a story. Well, this is very exciting. And by the way, we've got Wind That Shakes the Barley on their way. And as soon as they get here and we get them set up, they're going to be playing. But until then, music into your ears. Weird old Ed Hoovler.
This is silly. This is better. This is kind of a significant stage for me because it was on this very stage that if a person can all of a sudden become a storyteller, it was right here on this stage about 10 years ago. And I was emceeing, and things were going along very smoothly. I was remembering everybody's name and remembered where I was and what day of the week it was and every essential information like that. And all of a sudden, an act didn't show up. And being new to the business, I turned to the assistant stage manager. I said, "What am I supposed to do now?" And he uttered that very famous word, "Fill." And I said, "Well, how?" He said, "That's why you're the MC." So I stepped up to the mic, took my brain out of gear, and just sort of spoke the first thing that came to mind. And the first thing that came to mind was this story that I had heard from somebody a long time ago, and I began to tell it. And to sort of recreate that moment, I'd like to retell that story. This took place, I believe, up around Wewahitchka. People familiar with North Florida, that's over this side of Tallahassee and a little south. And it concerns a circuit-riding preacher by the name of Mr. the Reverend Dry Fry. Now, Reverend Dry Fry was known as a preacher, but he was known more as a lover of fried chicken. In fact, there are some who claim that the Reverend Mr. Dry Fry became a preacher in order to have easier access to the fried chicken. It was a simple matter of preaching in the morning and sitting down to all the fried chicken you could eat in the afternoon. He thought that was a pretty good bit of business. Well, one day a friend of his came over to his house and he found Dry Fry in an awful state of conniption. Dry Fry pacing and muttering to himself. His friend says, "Reverend Dry Fry, whatever is the matter?" Dry Fry said, "Somebody has stolen my bicycle. How am I going to get around to meeting? How am I going to get to that fried chicken? What am I going to do?" His friend thought for a minute and he said to Reverend Dry Fry, I believe you could try this. Next Sunday morning when it comes time to deliver the sermon, you deliver a sermon upon the Ten Commandments of the Lord. You take the first one first, or the last one first, however you decide to do it. But when you get to the one that says, "Thou shalt not steal," you cast a hard and heavy glance on every member of the congregation, and the one that breaks the worst sweat is the one that's got your bicycle. Well, the Reverend allowed that was a good idea. And the next Sunday morning, he mounted the pulpit and began to preach. "This morning's sermon will be upon the Ten Commandments of the Lord. Thou shalt keep holy the Lord's day. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not scare the children. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife." And he suddenly remembered where he left his bicycle. That shows you the kind of trouble you can get into when you take your brain out of gear and your mouth begins to move. Thank you all for coming. We'll see you around.
A lot of the music that you hear at the festival is of Scottish heritage or of Irish heritage. And we're real fortunate, actually, to have some people in Florida, but very few, who play traditional Irish music in a group. Among other things. So this is the current version of Wind That Shakes the Barley. Whatever it looks like today. And to me, folks, it looks darn good. So, as a sound check, maybe you'll just do a tune. That's a good idea, because these sound people are so good that they'll get you balanced in no time. Wind That Shakes the Barley, make them welcome, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
More bazooki.
Oh. Ouch.
Whales.
Cool sound.
Whales. Yes.
Killed the cow. Dr. Hank, turn down the... turn something down in the monitors soon, please. Turn the monitors down soon.
There we go. You could just turn the monitors down soon.
Turn the monitors down.
We
can't really hear the fiddle in the monitors, and the flute's a little too loud in the monitors, so just equalize
and
those two
no
things.
Bazooki.
And we need a little more bazooki. That's the from his pickup there. One more zuki.
Am I going to be in your way? Okay.
Everything else is great.
Everything else is great.
I know, but we're not on our time yet.
Yeah, we're not really here yet.
We're not really here.
Pay
we're
no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Dr. Hank, still need some fiddle in the monitors, and take the flute out of the monitors. A little bit less flute, and we still can't quite make out the fiddle in the monitors. Scratch your mic, Kathy, so let him make sure he's got the right one there.
Doesn't even feel like it's on, is it?
Yeah, I can hear a little bit of it. Can you not hear the fiddle out there either?
Still not getting the monitor, though.
Still can't hear the bazooki?
Oh, there it goes.
Okay. Okay.
Well, there's nothing. Something wrong with the mic?
It's in there. Not very much, though.
Oh, well.
I don't.
Do you want to switch mics or anything, or is this a problem for anyway? Play your fiddle a little bit. Just the fiddle by itself.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear the bouzouki. Play your bouzouki, Pete. He plays very softly with a very delicate touch.
I'm okay.
The bouzouki's a...
Hertz. Let's put the bouzouki on a microphone.
Is that the pickup that's making all those
terrible noises? Sound check's fun.
Yeah, just for everybody else, we are a sound man's nightmare.
Is it the bouzouki?
Most of them turn and run when they see us.
Oh, wait till we all switch my instruments around. Oh, yeah. See, we all go to different. Just kidding, just kidding.
Are also sound men. That also makes it
worse. Oh, not all five of us, believe me. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, good, and I can see Wes now. I couldn't see you before.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Well, let's put something.
Yeah. That's part of the set.
It's
5 o'clock. We can do the set now.
We can do the set now.
All right.
We're here. We're the Wind That Shakes the Barley, and we're here.
You want to tell them what those tunes are?
We weren't here before, but now we are.
They don't know what we just played. For the Figment of Your Imagination set, the first tune was a reel called Through the Gates, which is by Russ Barenberg, is that
yes.
right? And the other one was Nice Waltz called Soirée Matin, and I forget who that's by.
By Serge Dessanay.
Yeah, him.
Some French guy.
And now, a couple of nice jigs.
Tell me the keys, please.
And yes, we do Irish music, and we do a few other things too. Frelick is next, right?
Frelick is next. Thank you.
We were inspired by a Kevin Burke CD recently that came out that kind of felt Kevin Burke goes international. We have a tune from the Israeli tradition called Frelick, which I think you said means happy song or something?
It just means happy.
Happy.
The cross-cultural similarity to be recognized here is that both the Jewish Yiddish tradition and the Irish tradition have a really sick idea of what kind of music sounds happy.
That's right, yeah.
I wouldn't say sick, Peter.
But it's really in right now for Irish musicians to put Jewish tunes on their albums. Nobody knows why.
So we're right on the cutting edge here.
Yeah. So cut away, Pete. Yeah. Tune Made on the Shore, which you tell them about it.
This goes to
mandolin toss.
Sir, your mandolin.
You guess that there. We just did the little switch there. Yeah. We're working on like throwing them, but maybe next year. This is a tune
maybe
by
not.
Stan Rogers, which for the 90s is actually politically correct. As you'll see, it's a song about a ship's captain a long time ago, and things don't exactly go the way he wants them to go. That's no good.
Try a different key.
Yeah, we sort of agreed on a key for this earlier. And we'll see if we remember.
Oh, you're not going to do any more talking, huh?
I can talk.
This is true.
No, sing. Shut up and sing.
Yeah. Shut up and play your guitar.
See, when you're singing, they can't take the mic away from you. It's great.
Ready?
Yeah.
There is a young maiden, she lives all alone. She lives all alone on the shore. Oh, there is nothing she can find to comfort her mind but to roam all alone on the shore, shore, shore. But to roam all alone on the shore. 'Twas of the young captain who sailed the salt sea. Let the wind blow high, blow low. I will die, the young captain did cry. If I don't have that maid on the shore, shore, shore. If I don't have that maid on the shore. Well, I have lots of silver, I have lots of gold, I have lots of costly ware. Oh, I'll divide with my jolly ship's crew. If they'll row me that maid from the shore, shore, shore. If they'll fetch me that maid from the shore. Got her aboard. Let the wind blow high, blow low. And they placed her away in his cabin below. Here's ado to all sorrow and care, care, care. Here's ado to all sorrow and care. Ah, they placed her away in his cabin below. Let the wind blow high, blow low. She's so pretty, so neat, so sweet, so complete. She sung captain and sailors to sleep, sleep, sleep. She sung captain and sailors to sleep. And she robbed them of silver, she robbed them of gold, she robbed them of costly ware. Oh, and took his broadsword instead of an oar. And she paddled her way to the shore, shore, shore. And she paddled her way to the shore. Well, me men must be crazy, me men must be mad, me men must be deep in despair. Oh, for to let you away from my cabin so gay, to be a maiden again on the shore, shore, shore. Just a maiden again on the shore. Well, your men is not crazy, your men is not mad, your men is not deep in despair. Oh, I deluded your sailors as well as yourself, to be a maiden again on the shore, shore, shore. Just a maiden again on the shore. There is a young maiden, she lives all alone. She lives all alone on the shore. Oh, there is nothing she can find to comfort her mind but to roam all alone on the shore, shore, shore. Just to roam all alone on the shore.
Thank you. Then next we'd like to do a couple of our currently favorite reels that have gone over very well at Contra Dances called Brenda Stubbards and... yes? Oh, time out. Peter has to get his cheating flute out. And Patty on the Landfill. You know, there are a lot of tunes named Patty, Patty on the Turnpike, Patty on the Railroad, and we sort of figure this...
Car.
Patty on the Handcar. That Patty on the Landfill is probably a fairly recent tune.
I'd have to say that was kind of a 90s tune.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, the girl won.
I have three times of each written down.
Okay, good. I dropped out on the two B's, last two B's of
I don't know about that, but Wes and I start Patty by ourselves.
So while we're talking among ourselves, this is a boron. It's an Irish drum. And I was just wetting it down with water because, amazingly enough, it's not that humid. You may
it's
not believe it.
Drum tight,
kidding?
But it's actually tight. And normally you would do it with Guinness, but we're in a state park, so.
So let's play one of these boring tunes.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh, I started?
Sure.
Yeah.
What is this?
Brenda, A minus. You want me to give you potatoes?
Yeah. You do potatoes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
As many of you probably know, we're about to lose a real treasure in Florida here. Peter and Lori are moving to Indiana in July, and hopefully they won't be strangers, but I asked Peter if there's anything he'd like to dredge up from our past, and he chose a really nice slow tune called
Maids. Another happy tune. Another one of those really happy tunes that we love.
Well,
to
but
play.
It's really pretty, called Maids of Mitchelltown, that we got from a Bothy Band album.
Yeah, we stole it straight off the record, by the way.
Yeah.
Those happy, pretty tunes.
One more? Last one?
Wait a minute, he's giving us the one more thing.
This is the last one? One more after this?
No, it's only 20 after. We're on until 5:30. Well,
they're negotiating for 5:30. I hate it when we get in these squabbles.
We'll do this one and one more.
One more after this. This is short.
Who asked you?
Come on, there's more of us than there is of him.
Quick, let's do it before they change their minds.
They're fighting over what
All
instrument
right.
to play.
Okay,
we'd like to do
don't.
One last vocal
no
called She Couldn't Have Come at a Better Time.
Thank you. I knew that.
You couldn't have come. It has nothing to do with
you.
Her.
Oh,
you.
Oh, really?
Huh?
He's singing it to her, but it's you.
She.
You.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
well,
it's not gender specific.
I'm sorry. I don't listen to words. And
this
Barley,
is a tune. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. No, go ahead. No,
I just wanted to say thanks for coming. Barley will be doing one last appearance at the Tampa Contra Dance on June 11th, so come here. Your turn.
Okay, I was just going to say this is a tune by Luca Bloom. And then I was going to say thanks for coming like all she did, but she says it much better than I am.
Were you going to say that, too? I was going to say that,
Wait,
too.
I was going to say that.
Were you going to say that, Pete?
I was thinking about it.
This is what we meant to say.
I like it.
There you go.
Give an extra 2 bars. Anytime.
What is this place we've come to? We don't know what to say. We long to see each other and are frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place. You walked me to that hill. We were so good for each other then. I know we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. We have 500 questions between you and me. When you look into my eyes, my love, tell me what you see. Is it something you're not sure of? Is it something true and fine? Or is it just another case of the right thing at the wrong time? You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Since we were first together by the lakeside sky so blue, we were so good for each other. Me and you and me and you and me and you and me and you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.